She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
That's always too kind of an introduction, I think, because I always have help in all of those things, especially telling the truth. And the thing about sleep, we need to understand the truth because there's, I think, so many, I would say myths and misconceptions out there about how much we should sleep, when we should sleep, what sleep is all about, why do we need sleep, you know, can we artificially induce sleep? But I've got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum in the house to help clear all of that up. Welcome.
Hey, Holly. Great to be with you again.
So, okay, I know that we've talked about this subject in a roundabout way before because every time we talk about any single health subject, sleep has a incredible amount to do with it. Why? Because when you sleep and you cycle through all four stages of sleep, that you get tissue repair, human growth hormones happens. It's restorative in a sense. And so how many hours did the average person get of sleep a night up until about 130 years ago?
Well, if you go back, it was the journals report that the average night's sleep was 9 hours a night, average. So some people got 8, some got 10, but on average, people were sleeping 9 hours a night. And then what happened is Thomas Edison discovered light bulbs. And since then, with radio, TV, computer, Facebook, Twitter, and on, we're now down to 6 3/4 hours a night. That is a 30% pay cut, and that's massive. I mean, picture losing 30% of your pay or losing 30% of your house. And as you mentioned, sleep is critical. It's not, you know, people, when I grew up, I thought sleep was a waste of time. But it's not just for energy and for cognitive function. In addition to having no brain, if you don't have sleep, you're going to be in pain. You're going to get immune problems, catch a whole bunch of infections, and you're going to age prematurely while getting fat. Getting not enough sleep is associated with an average 6.5 pound weight gain. So The average night is 9 hours a night, but that doesn't answer the question of how much does each person need. And the way to tell how much you need is to ask the simple question, how is what you're getting working out for you? If you feel awesome, then what you're doing is perfect, and just keep on doing it. But if you find that you're tired, achy, weight gain, feel like you're aging prematurely, catch a whole bunch of bugs, then you need more sleep.
Right. I love it. You know, it's interesting because I know that I'm pushing my 50th year here. This is my fifth decade, and I'm actually excited about it because each decade has gotten better and better as far as that whole wisdom thing is concerned. But in order for me to stay at an ideal weight, I think sleep is my number one thing. And I'm in a boatload of stress right now. I'm actually selling my home and moving, and I notice that if I wake up during the middle of the night, I start thinking about things that I'm actually worried about. And my sleep has actually just, it's been not as great in the last couple weeks. And guess where I see it? I don't really see it because I think I have a hearty constitution and I can kind of wake up and be present during my day. But you know where I see it without changing anything, Jacob, without changing my diet, without changing my exercise regime, without changing anything. I see it in my body weight. That's where I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's an odd thing because, as you mentioned, growth hormone is made three places: deep sleep, sex, and exercise. I heartily recommend all three, and you'll find that any one of those is associated with looking about 10 years younger. Holly, let me ask a question. You know, the old thing, if you didn't know when you were born, how old do you feel?
Usually about 16.
I didn't say how old you act. So, okay, but... Oh, is that for me? Like, no, I feel 31.
I did confuse that.
And there's no reason our bodies can't keep up with that.
Right.
You know, it's a funny thing. And getting sleep and exercise and sex, all three of those, are a healthy part of anti-aging. Of course, given all of that, I should look about, you know, 20. I'm good. So the only caution I'll give for the guys out there is, even though when you do the things we talk about on Holly's show, you're going to feel like you're 20 or 30. And that's good, but just do not put on a Speedo and go out there. That's one caution. Thank you. Otherwise, I feel 31, and as far as I'm concerned, that's how old I am.
Yeah,
sleep
absolutely
makes a big part of that. I get my 9 hours a night.
You know, I just had one of my good friends had a baby, and she called me in a panic because she thought she was having postpartum depression. You know, she kind of labeled herself that way. And I instantly stopped her and I said, how much have you actually gotten to sleep in the last 4 nights? And she said, nothing. And I said, listen, we need to talk about this right now. And I love that we had this conversation because she was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just had a kid. I don't want a kid. I wished it was just me and my husband and the dogs. And she literally was at the sense of urgency, and we had a long conversation, and all I could do, Maslow's hierarchy of needs almost, like I just wanted to encourage her if she could get her mom there, if her husband could take the nighttime feedings, if she could sleep. And sure enough, she did it, and she called me about 4 days later. It's like, oh my dear, that made such a difference. That made 200% of the difference. She didn't have postpartum depression. She was sleep deprived. I mean, if you have a baby, or you know, I mean, and it's so, yeah, there you go.
And let me give people a thought in general. Now, first of all, postpartum depression, you want to add fish oil. I like Vect Omega because you just want a pill a day instead of eight. But let me give people a routine for bedtime, because just like when with the children, you have a routine. You have something calming, a movie that's relaxing that they enjoy, or you read them a book they enjoy that's calming, and then they ease into sleep. And adults are just big children. So you want to set up a routine, not watching 24 or something that's going to set your adrenaline on bells running, but something calming, something soothing. What I would like, and what here's a really healthy routine, folks. Draw yourself a bath of hot water. Add 1 or 2 cups of Epsom salts, magnesium salts, which will relax your muscles. Pour yourself a glass of red wine. Go ahead and get a square of the best tasting chocolate you can. Light some beautiful scent candles, especially lavender, and soak and savor. And you're going to find that routine. And then you read something relaxing or watch a show that's relaxing. And an hour later, you drift into sleep. Mm-hmm. These simple routines, that's a very healthy routine I just gave. And you will look forward to the evening of bedtime and be going, oh.
Right. Right. Well, why not? Well, my gosh. I mean, I look forward to it right now. That's awesome. And, you know, lavender, the scent, but also you can do the oral lavender, and you can take that lavender oil and put it right in your bath as well. Like, that's just, that is me. Anything we can do. And you know what I always think with this chronic, these everyday stressors, there's a sympathetic do loop that we get into. That sympathetic part of our autonomic nervous system gets completely out of balance compared to our parasympathetic, which is where we rest, relax, and repair. And your prescription for sleep is a great way for people to dip in, break the cycle of the sympathetic fight or flight do loop, and really just allow your body to maybe not quantity, but quality of parasympathetic behaviors get in there, induce sleep, and then every single day is better because of it.
Absolutely. And let me give 3 sleep herbal mixes that'll leave most of you sleeping like puppies. So you mentioned lavender. You can get lavender in a pill. It's called Calm Aid. That one's a Nature's Way product. Any health food store will have it. You can get, for those of you whose brains are wide awake at bedtime, the herb phosphatidylserine, which is a nutrient, and ashwagandha, those two together. Mm. You can get that in something called Sleep Tonight. That will bring an elevated bedtime cortisol right down. And then there's my favorite is a mix called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It makes up 6 herbs. You can find all of these at endfatigue.com as well. But there's no reason you shouldn't be sleeping like a puppy if you want to.
That's right. There is no reason. There are plenty of ways to do it. And it's the number one thing I think that people need to do if they don't have that part of their health down is start sleeping. So there you have it. You can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. You can recap that with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You can go to endfatigue.com to get all these recommendations as well. But my recommendation is please get a good night's sleep so you can have a great day at work and at home and having fun. This is what we try to do, help you stay well here on Radio MD.